861. But you're not most guys, so I'm going to teach you how to move through this phase properly. Rapport has four sub-stages: light rapport, wide rapport, deep rapport, and release. Light rapport is a stage in which you are searching for potential emotional connection. That's it. If you haven't found any yet, you're just searching for potentials. This is where most people live in their everyday lives. The following conversation is an example of a light rapport that never progresses to wide rapport. Hey, how's it going? Well, pretty good. How are you? Oh, good. How is work? Oh, it's okay. How's your family? Oh, they're doing pretty well. Okay, great. Well, talk to you later. Okay, bye. There's a good chance you fell asleep just reading that exchange. The point of a conversation like that, a conversation that lives entirely in the realm of light rapport, is to recognize that someone is there and to show them that you care about them a little bit, because you're willing to give them some of the limited amount of time that makes up your day. If that's your goal, that's fine. But conversations like that do not build attraction in women. The useful aspect of light rapport is that asking questions. The useful aspect of light rapport is that asking questions during this stage allows you to gather information from someone. You can then use that knowledge to figure out how to connect with them on a deeper level. The ultimate goal of communication is to build rapport, which can be defined as a direct emotional transfer from one person to another. In order to effectively transfer emotion, you must move on to the second stage, wide rapport. Wide rapport is the stage in which you find potential emotional connection points with someone. As soon as a woman answers a question, you have found one. One way I like to do this is by asking the question, "What did you do today before you came here?" Simple, right? The woman will then start listing off the things she did. Every single one is a potential deep rapport topic, so pay attention. There are different types of deep rapport topics, but unfortunately, we don't have time to go into that in this book. So log into the members area, only area, to learn more about it. It's complex, but fascinating topic. After you've gathered information from a woman during the wide rapport stage and found a potential emotional connection, you are ready to use the knowledge to actually make the connection. That's going to happen in deep rapport. The third stage of the phase of rapport. Deep rapport can be a bit unnerving for some, because it requires everyone involved in the interaction to become vulnerable. But it's an essential step if you want to create love. Gabrielle, not so loud. We'll talk about that in depth in another chapter. So for now, let's just move on to the fourth and final stage, release. During release, you must stop talking about the rapport topic you discovered and forget about the connection you just made. I know it seems a little counterintuitive. Why work so hard for something and abandon it? After a deep rapport, you bounce back to either light rapport or wide rapport and begin to process again, because every time you repeat this pattern, you build a stronger bond. The stronger the bond is, the stronger the love is that you create. When you meet a woman that you are really interested in and you want to ensure that the relationship you create is meaningful, make sure you build rapport.